Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
Neil, we have probably the most important show that you and I have done since we started this. And you know, our method of trying to educate people is to get them the truth just below the surface. And here comes the truth just below the surface. The title of this podcast is How to Stop the U.S. COVID Pandemic in 30 Days. Uttar Pradesh is a large state, in fact, the largest state in northern India. It has a population of 230 million people. It's not as much as the United States, but almost as much. Its population is so large that if it were its own country, it would be the fifth most populous country in the world. It is also one of the most densely populated places on Earth, with a population per square mile of 2,100 people. Uttar Pradesh is now essentially COVID-free. According to its state government, there are no active cases of coronavirus disease, COVID-19, in the 33 districts of Uttar Pradesh. The state government informed the world on Friday. Earlier, there were only 199 total cases in the state out of a population of 234 million people. This is pretty incredible. The interesting thing about Uttar Pradesh is the way the state has dealt with COVID-19. According to the Times of India, as early as August, only 5.8% of the state population was fully vaccinated. Now, those vaccinations a bit in the past month or so, and now the vaccination rate is just under 10%. Now, compare that with the United States, where 64% of the population has had at least one dose and over 50% are fully vaccinated. So why has Uttar Pradesh largely succeeded in eradicating COVID despite its low rate of vaccination? Well, this is where it gets controversial, at least in the United States, where free thought and free speech are actively and aggressively discouraged. Quoting from the Indian Express, Uttar Pradesh government officials credited ivermectin for the state's success against COVID. The Uttar Pradesh government has claimed that it was the first state to have introduced a large-scale prophylactic and therapeutic use of ivermectin. The use of ivermectin along with doxycycline, which is an antibiotic, was introduced as a protocol across the state for both prophylactic and as well as early treatment. The state health department introduced ivermectin as prophylaxis for close contacts with COVID patients, health workers, as well as for the treatment of patients themselves through a government order in August. Uttar Pradesh was the first state in India to introduce large-scale prophylactic and therapeutic use of ivermectin. Despite being the state with the largest population base and highest population density in India, they have maintained a relatively low positivity rate, excuse me, and cases per million population. Whatever the reasons behind Uttar Pradesh's apparent eradication of COVID, we should be happy about the news. Clearly, they are doing something that's right. At the very least, their success against COVID is most certainly not because of the vaccine, because they have a lower vaccination rate than we do here in the United States, plus a lower vaccination rate than Israel, which is the most vaccinated nation on the planet. In a sane and uncorrupted world, we would be studying the actions taken in Uttar Pradesh and applying them not only here in the United States, but all around the world. A lot of other countries look to the United States for leadership and guidance with regard to COVID, but unfortunately, that may be to their detriment. Unfortunately, in the United States and all the other countries that follow our lead, the main concern is getting people vaccinated, not beating COVID. If the United States followed Uttar Pradesh's example to treat all citizens with prophylactic and early active disease treatment with ivermectin, I predict the United States pandemic of COVID-19 would be over within the following 30 days. What do you think about that, Neil?
It's pretty amazing to think about that. So basically, everyone would take ivermectin then as a prophylactic.
Right. They're trying to get everybody to take a shot. It's already been proven with 230 million people that the ivermectin will take care of the disease, and it is certainly not doing it here in the United States. So if you're a rational person, if you don't just think within the box and listen to just what the national news and our public health officials tell you, there's only one conclusion that you can come to. You and all your friends and all your business associates and your family ought to be on ivermectin prophylaxis. And if you get COVID, you should be on ivermectin for early treatment. We will give you those treatment schedules if you would like to correspond with us and continue to follow this podcast and direct it to as many people that you know, because one of the most important things that we have to do today is get rid of this pandemic of COVID-19. The website is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps, no spaces between the letters. And wishing you a blessed day. That's my podcast.
All right, Wynn, we appreciate that. That information is just amazing to think about. If it's that easy, it's for everyone to take ivermectin and then the pandemic is over, we're back to normal. But I don't think they want to go back to normal. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard for us to convince people when the people that are in charge of media are telling a lie, are trying to promote something for the benefit of Big Pharma to make them billions and billions of dollars at the expense of our population, killing us and harming us. And it just makes me sick that the answer is here. I've given you the answer. Now pass it along and let this go viral.
All right, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care, everybody.